When we love someone deeply, simply saying the words, "I love you," may not sufficiently communicate the depth of our love for that person. We may feel that we need to exaggerate the words that we use to communicate our love. So, for example, parents love their children unconditionally. Most days. So they might feel the need to say something to their children like, "I love you to the moon and back." It's a common phrase these days, right? "I love you to the moon and back." A young man romantically pursuing the young woman of his dreams might say, "I will go to the ends of the earth for you." In this gospel account of the Last Supper, St. John tells us that Jesus loved his own in the world, and he loved them to the end. That Jesus loved them, loved us, to the end. What does it mean that Jesus loved us to the end? Yes, of course, Jesus loved us perfectly to the end of his earthly life, but that doesn't really fully capture what the end here means. To the end means that Jesus loved us to the fullest extent possible. In other words, Jesus poured himself out completely for us. Jesus didn't hold anything back. He completely gave himself, totally, fully, completely for us. And his love is revealed in deeds. So Jesus, in this gospel we just heard, shows the apostles the depths of his love by washing their feet. Now, in our Lord's culture, only a slave would have done that. That was a task only a slave would have done in our Lord's culture. So the apostles were rightly shocked that Jesus became a servant to them. But the feet washing of the apostles really only foreshadows his greatest act of love that would follow the next day, his death on the cross, his self-emptying, loving us to the end, giving himself completely, pouring himself out for us, totally, completely. But our Lord's love to the end, however, extends beyond his earthly life. Our Lord Jesus loves us so much that he not only gave himself completely for us on the cross, and he completely poured himself out for us. He loves us so much that he continues to give himself to us until the end of time. And on this Holy Thursday night, this very solemn, sacred night, we celebrate two gifts that reveal the extent of our Lord's love, particularly the priesthood and the Eucharist. At the Last Supper, Jesus inaugurated the new covenant. He celebrated the first Eucharist with his apostles. And we believe that that night he ordained them, the first priests, so that they would continue to celebrate his sacrifice and to preach the gospel. Priests are frail human beings, vessels of clay. Like everyone else, priests are sinners. And yet Jesus chooses priests to continue his mission of revealing the Father's love. Jesus calls his priests to be men of love. Men who love the Lord, men who love the Lord's people. Priests are called to love with the very love of Jesus, with the very heart of Christ. No easy task. And this is why priests receive the grace of the sacrament of holy orders, the grace of ordination. The Eucharist is the abiding presence of Jesus Christ. Christ not only gave his life on the cross for us, but he continues to share his life with us in the Holy Eucharist. The Eucharist is the sacrament of love because in it is the one who is love. Holy Thursday, in fact, the whole Paschal Triduum, these 3 days, is a meditation on the fullness of God's love for us. Jesus loved us to the end. And this evening we thank him for the way he has chosen to communicate his endless love to us, particularly the priesthood and the Eucharist, our Lord's gifts of love to his church. And so tonight, my brothers and sisters, let's pray for a deeper love for the Holy Eucharist. Let's pray that our hearts will love our Lord more and more in his abiding presence with us in this great sacrament of love, the Holy Eucharist. And this evening, let's pray for all of our priests that they will be men who love with the very love of Jesus.